Blog Talk Radio.
You want
to take a while or something like that? Yeah. Listen. See what you got, baby. Hershey, baby.
California and everything, doing your thing, you know. So
How did you guys, you know, come together as a group, and what inspired you to get into the music industry?
You know, I just had, we had family in the industry, and, you know, we just, you know, we had a couple of producers, like my cousin Faze, my brother Luge, you know, there's producers, and had my boy TDG had that gas. You know, we all rap, you know, and I was like, we was going to put a studio together. We got it together, started making hot tracks. People in the hood started liking it. So we just started getting better at it, getting pushing it harder, pushing singles out there in the streets, getting good feedback, and, you know, we start popping it off, just getting it out there, grinding off, making more songs, and, you know, pumping it on the radio. They fucking with us on the radio right now. Got our
That's
song,
what
Don't
it
Look
is,
My
man.
Friend with Webby out there, you know. We had a few other songs called I'm in the Hood, I Do It, and we had a, you know, we just got a song called Hella Fast, you know, we just been pumping them out here in the streets right now.
That's what it is, man. Y'all definitely doing y'all thing out there, man. Definitely doing y'all thing. You know, being in the music industry and stuff, as you guys all play a different part, a different role in the group, tell me, you know what I'm saying, what's everybody's key point, you know, when it comes to the group, and we look at the group as the dollar sign gang, basically, like, how does each one play a part, each member? You know, tell me what's your strong points, each one.
We all good at everything. We all good at different things. Like, you know, we got the producers, the writers. You know, we do a lot. You know, we just try to stay motivated with all the music. You can tell them what you feel.
Oh, yo, hey, what's up with it, this phase? You know, I'm a producer from Dollar Sign, Trill West.
Okay.
And, you know, my strong points is, you know, we all rap, but, you know, we make beats too. So, you know, we pretty much do everything in-house, you know. We got Ricky Styles. Ricky Styles played more the CEO role. You know what I mean? He behind the scenes, making a lot of stuff happen behind the scenes. And, you know, we just got a strong team, and we pushing right now.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I love people that are self-sufficient and definitely invest in themselves and do what they do. So I definitely admire you. And but you know what? That's always been the thing for you guys out there in the West Coast, actually. Y'all guys have always been, like, the whole movement out there, which I definitely love the whole West Side out there because y'all show me mad love. Y'all always been self-sufficient, always, you know, doing your thing, you know, and it's definitely been, like, almost like set a standard for a lot of other cats to definitely, you know, get their stuff together, you know what I mean? So yeah. I definitely like self-sufficient people. Tell us about the projects. You know, what is the song entitled Don't Look at My Plate, which is definitely, you know what I'm saying, interesting. You know, like, you know, I don't want nobody to look at my plate, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't look at my plate. You know what I'm saying? Talk to me and tell me, you know, what made you guys decide to come up, you know, with that title and, you know, when you guys put it out? What made you come up with that?
I mean, basically, you know, we put it out as a statement, you know. You know, we hooked up with Webby, and we went on tour with Webby, and, you know, we Trill West. So it was a statement, and we dollar signed Trill West. So basically it was a statement, like, you know, this is who we are. You know, if you're not eating, don't look at our plate. You know what I mean?
Word.
So we put it out there. You know, we've been having the single circulating, you know, all through the South. We've been having it circulating on the West Coast. You know, it's real heavy with the radio play out here, you know. So we're just pushing that single real hard. And like I said, it's a statement of who we are. You know, we getting money, and if you ain't eating, don't look at our plate.
Definitely, definitely, because we got a lot of people out there that expect to eat from the plate, and they ain't putting in no work. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I know y'all dealt with it.
You know what I'm talking about.
You know
what
I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
They
ain't in there putting no work, but all of a sudden when you want to come up, that's when all the hands come out and stuff. They want to eat off the plate. You know
all the crumb snatchers going to come out.
The
crumb snatchers going to try to eat up everything.
But guess what? We know what to do.
Word. So how was it working with Webby? Like, what's the vibe? How was it, you know, when you guys go on tour? Like, how was it, and what have you learned, you know, working with Webby?
You know, Webby cool, man. He down there, man. He just straight up, you know what I'm saying? He ain't really about no bull crap, you feel me? You got to down there, he looking at you all the time. He just straight up with it, man. You know, when he He like, man, you gonna be serious or not? You know, he told us to use him, man, you know. We was on the road with him, you know, did a lot of shows with him. South like Mississippi, Tallulah, you know, did shows in Alabama, Birmingham, Mobile, Texas, Houston, Dallas, you know, Florida, Jackson, Florida, you know, the boy cool, man. You know, we like to blow on that good wood, you feel me? We like to stay small, but there we go. That boy ain't got no blood, he ain't gonna be normal. He gonna flash out of carry right in this bitch.
Oh man. Definitely, man. If you're listening right now, we're interviewing the Hot Group that's coming right out of Oakland, California. Sign the Webby. Definitely, you know what I'm saying, the $ Trill West, you know what I'm saying, Webby's group. And they're definitely doing their thing. We're going to go and play their song real quick, and we're going to come back with the group, and we're going to talk more. We're going to actually ask you guys, you know, if you guys weren't doing music, what would you guys be doing right now at the moment? So that's what we're going to talk about. When we come right back with the group, don't forget to call in at 347-826-7722 and definitely follow them. We're going to actually be playing the song that we just mentioned earlier with them and Weeby. Don't look at my plate. Guys, you want to introduce this song before I go into it?
Yeah, man, if you ain't balling in and out of bounds, hey, this ain't for you.
That's
you know
what it is, man.
It's the thing, don't look at my plate. Oh, yeah, check out our website, $TrillWest.com, www.TrillWest.com. The official video is on there. Don't look at my plate, you feel me? You can check it out, see it yourself, see us get it in. And got that new hot single on there, Swag. And we're about to upload the mixtape, Bigger the Better. So we out there.
That's what it is. We'll be right back with the group. You already know what it is, man, $Gang. Trill West, you already know what it is. We about to play this song. Don't look at my plate, y'all.
If you ain't eating.
This is a DJ Killer exclusive.
The money stacking up like bricks. Trill family, young savage. Yes, I'm back up in this bitch, nigga. I hear these little artists, this. Yes, a few of them go hard, but ain't nobody hard as this, nigga. I ain't tripping, I'm just saying. I just had to throw that out there, cause I think they throwing flames. Now I'm right here in Atlanta, if you think about playing games. I'm a Baton Rouge crook, and I ain't never gonna change. Nigga, I hit your city and do my thing. She's so cute, I call your booty. She come through and give me brains. We get straight up rated R, she let me come out on her brain. Fucking with you, cause it really ain't that serious. If he wants you, he can get you. All night liquor, feeling all over big fine ass bitches. Most likely with a couple big time ass niggas. Fire ass killer, dive ass nigga. You get the motherfucking picture.
I'm out of bounds and then out of state. Run. Money five different ways. I'm on the ground. I got your bitch taking trips in and out of them states. If you niggas ain't eating, don't look at my plate. Niggas, don't look at my plate. If you niggas ain't eating, don't look at my plate. Don't look at my plate. If you niggas ain't eating, don't look at my plate.
Met a nigga hotter than the middle of the summer. Got a gangster ass bitch. A freak on the under, but I really don't know if she really wanna stay with me. Cause stay up on my bread like dough in a bakery. Hit the block, sew it up. Got these bitches throwing up. Now a nigga blowing up with Trill fam, we pulling up. I like my money crispy like hundreds, like 50s. Got Glocks, got Simmys, got Bobby, got Whitney. Going on that purple stuff, Cheech and Chong smoking. I slap like a bomb, about to blow the trunk open. It's $Gang, bitches. Money ain't nothing, you ain't talking about money. That's the end of discussion, yeah, I rock like that. Going through stupid out the coupe. Going nothing but that corny, I'll be booping out the roof. Where we past that shit? Let me hit it one more time. Put my niggas dead gone and all my niggas on the grind.
I'm ballin' out of bounds and then out of state line. I'm getting money five different ways. I'm on the grind. I got your bitch taking trips in and out of them states. If you niggas ain't eating, don't look at my plate. Niggas, don't look at my plate. If you niggas ain't eating, don't look at my plate. Don't look at my plate. If you niggas ain't eating, don't look at my plate.
Ballin' out of bounds in and out of state lines. I'm getting money five different ways. I'm on the grind. I got your bitch taking trips in and out of those states. If you niggas ain't eating, don't be looking at my plate. Cause I keep a chain big enough to move the whole bay. When it's recess time, I bring them hitters out to play. If your bitch choose me, then you know she gon' pray. Ricky Styles in the building, so you know I don't play. Cause my niggas leave you stinking right next to your safe. Fuck around and have your face on the next 48. So them niggas kill my nigga Mikey cause they wanna hate. Mad at my money cause them niggas know my money straight.
I'm ballin' out of bounds and then out of state line. I'm getting money five different ways. I'm on the grind. I got your bitch taking trips in and out of them states. If you niggas ain't eating, don't look at my plate. Niggas, don't look at my plate. If you niggas ain't eating, don't look at my plate. Don't look at my plate. If you niggas ain't eating, don't look at my plate.
That was fire right there, man. You heard that right there. Don't look at my plate for all you suckers out there that all of a sudden you want to jump on board after you ain't even putting no work, man. Don't look at my plate, man. This is a hot joint right there, you know what I'm saying, from the $ Gang Trail West. You already know what it is, man. Call in at 347-826-7722 right there. Get that in rotation, man. Don't look at my plate. Back with the cool, man. We're popping, y'all.
Man, we in it. We in it to win it. That's, you know, trying to blow like the world chosen. Boom.
I feel you, man. I feel you, man. I like Don't Look at My Plate, man. It's real. Everybody can relate to it, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's just straight up, you know, that, you know, everybody out here is trying to make it. But you got to put in work. And you guys putting in work. So, you know, it kind of sucks to have other people, you know what I'm saying, come out the woodwork talking about, yo, what's good? Son, I ain't seen you in a minute. Who are you? Get out of here. Don't look at my plate. That's my new word for the day. Don't look at my plate.
Go ahead.
That's my new phrase today. Don't look at my plate. That's how we going today.
That's how we good.
You know,
the females love that day. You know, the females love that don't look at my plate because, you know, it'll be a lot of sharks out there, you know.
Definitely. Another thing I was gonna ask y'all guys, like, any new events, anything coming up that we need to check out, like the YouTube and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Give us that, you know, what we need to check out and stuff that's coming up from the group.
Oh yeah, we pushing that website right now, getting everybody going to the website. What I was saying earlier, www.trailwest.com. You know, we got it probably trying to put it, got visual on who we is up there, on what we standing for, how we, you know, check our bio as a group, you know, so, you know, see what we've been through, too, if you ain't heard it, you know, so we got a lot of things, just, you know, we just got this music popping, like, we about to do a song with my cousin, San Quinn, put it out there, you know, so we just been grinding hard, trying to get it in, probably do a couple more songs out there, trying to see what we're going to pick and choose, what we're going to do our next one with.
That's what it is.
We just trying to see what kind of flavor. We were trying to touch the South, the East Coast, the Midwest, everywhere, the West Coast, you know, and just trying to make it function.
If you guys could do anything other than music right now, if you weren't doing music right now, what would you guys be doing?
When rapping, I'll be traveling. Even when traveling, I'll be pivoting. Hey, well, that's value, man. You know, if I wasn't rapping, you know, I'd probably be somewhere eating at a 5-star restaurant, you know, still chilling, doing me, you know, living like I'm living, thugging, you know, stand down to us, not getting big at it, keeping my game down back. What the fuck are they talking about?
Definitely. Some of you guys, you know, your inspirations, when you guys, like, first came into rap, like, some of the guys, you know what I'm saying, that the people that set the path for us before, you know what I'm saying, we came in the game, that you guys looked up to, who were they?
You know, I ain't gonna lie, I'm a Cash Money fan, I'm a No Limit fan, I'm a Death Row fan, I'm a Bad Boy fan, You know, back in them days, those are people that I was really, like, really tuning into. You know, I liked the Country Gamer with Nelly and them, you know. I was like music, I liked a lot of, you know, I liked it everybody, you know. I wasn't really, if it was great music, I was into you, you hear me? But if you was making bad music, I was ditching you.
Definitely.
I try to stick with the great, you know. I like the Biggie, you know. And Pop, you know, we all like the legends, you know. Jay-Z, you feel me? I like, you know, Snoop, I like all of, you know, E-40, you know, I got them Too Short, you know, I love all my hometown rappers. I didn't put it in the work, you feel me, that made a little way for us to squeeze through some of them doors.
Definitely. That's, you know what, that's definitely, you know, a good look that you guys were so, you're so versatile and you listen to all kinds of music, which definitely as an artist, you got to listen to all kinds of music to definitely, you know what I'm saying, you know, dictate how you're going to move in a system as an artist. And basically, you're well-rounded. It gives you, like, you know, you're a well-rounded person when you listen to all types of music, basically, you know what I'm saying? So you're not just, like, sticking to the regular norm, you know? So that's a good thing also. I always try to emphasize business, you know, business when it comes to, you know, not just going and being an artist, but knowing the business behind the art. How important is to you, for you guys, when it comes to the business, how important for you is
That's the most important thing. The business. If you don't know the business, you don't need to be in the music because you ain't gonna get no money. You gonna be another rapper that gets famous and don't know how to get no money.
Definitely.
You ain't got your publishing game right. You ain't got your record label right. You ain't got your BDS right. If you ain't got your media base right, you know, you got to have all your CDR number, everything go with the music, you got to know about it. Or you got to know about your billboard. You got to know about everything, you know, while you don't be getting denied a place that you really granted to, you know?
Definitely, and that's a true story. And everything that you stated is definitely correct because when it comes to the business, it's, a lot of these artists nowadays basically think that, you know, they can come in the game and they just stay in the studio all day and that's all you got to do. You got to sit down with, you know, in the same meetings with, you know, where your manager is at sometimes. You got to sit there and go over the paperwork sometimes. Like, it's not, you got to know all of that because you don't want to be in situations, you know, because this game is ruthless, you know. So it's definitely important when it comes to business and knowing the business of this industry.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have another song coming from you guys called So Much Swag. Talk to us about this song.
Oh, yeah, that's my boy Luigi, you know, featuring Ricky Starr, right? You know, that's my boy High Season, man, that go hard. I'm going to let you let him talk about his own, you feel me?
Yeah, what's happening, man? You know, it's Luigi from the Dollar Sign Gang. You know what I'm saying? That's my new single right there off the Dollar Sign Trail West compilation. That's produced by Patch, you know what I'm saying, featuring Ricky Styles. You feel me? And, you know, it's just one of the hits on that album. So, you know, this one of them, you got to check out the...
Hello? I think we lost him, unfortunately. But we'll they'll be back soon in a few seconds and stuff, maybe some phone difficulties. But don't forget to call in at 347-826-7722. And don't forget to log into www.lushradioonline because we're live and you're listening live. We're going to play that song right now, So Much Swag. And we're going to come right back on Lush Radio Online and we're going to talk more with the Dollar Sign Gang, Trill West.
Swag.
Yourself listening to that song real quick in the car.
Yeah, yeah, it's time to come on in the club, man. The whole club go crazy, man. You know what I'm saying?
every time it come on, you know what I'm saying? So we just pushing that right now, too, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, the world get to hear it, you feel me? Starting off for Lush Radio, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to keep it lit.
That's what it is, man. I definitely, like, you know, love what you guys are doing, man. Appreciate you guys, man. Another thing I want to say was, like, for the kids, you know what I'm saying, the youth that's trying to get into the industry, what would be some type of advice you would give them?
I mean, you know what I'm saying, just be yourself, you know what I'm saying? Don't try to, you know what I'm saying, be nobody else, you know what I'm saying? Do your own thing, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? And just follow your mind, you know what I'm saying? If you do that, you know what I'm saying, can't nobody else stop you from doing what you got to do.
Definitely, definitely. That's definitely true talk right there. So, you know, with what you guys are doing and stuff, I definitely like the movement. The songs is fire. You know, we definitely got, you know, people we employ, all of you guys, to definitely, you know what I'm saying, show that support. You know what I'm saying? The dollar rotates several times in the Jewish community, man. Let's rotate that dollar to support independent music, good music, man, and support these cats.
Right,
they're doing their thing, man. So that's what it is, man. Support them. They're doing their thing. And Lush Radio put a stamp on them, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Weezy. Shout out to the whole squad. Y'all doing y'all thing. Don't forget $TrillWest, man. Implant that name in your head, in your chest, man. It's crazy right now.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you check out that website, too. You know what I'm saying? $TrillWest.com. Then you get a taste of everybody that's on the label, you know what I'm saying? Get a sample of what everybody got going on. Check out the new mixtapes coming out, the new albums coming out, you know what I'm saying? The videos, you feel me? We get things on that website right there.
That's what it is, man. Don't forget to definitely check them out, support them, man, because if you don't, y'all might get me tight, and I might get Incredible Hulk on your ass. You already know what it
is.
Don't
be too
late,
man.
What it is. You already know. Oh, you know what I might do? I might do an Ocho Cinco move on you. I might headbutt your ass.
not the head, man. No. Not the head, but the
With
our Ocho Cinco.
Man, my man, you know what I'm saying? My man, Ocho Cinco, poor thing, man. Hey, sometimes,
yeah,
you know, I'm a female and everything, but sometimes they say, you know, a woman could be your downfall, man, at the end of the day. But, you know, you got some strong women. But come on, son. It's, you know, it was crazy, man. That whole situation lost his whole career off his, you know, headbutting, man. I don't know. That's that new shit.
Out here, man. You know, you got to be strong out here, man. You know, shout out to all the strong women out here, you know what I'm saying? Doing their thing, too, you know what I'm saying? For all those who ain't strong, you know. We're going to motivate them to step it up and, you know, get it together.
Definitely, man. Definitely. And shout out to y'all cats out there. Sometimes, you know, some of these women, they act up, man. But you know what I'm saying? Just don't emphasize the fact that headbutting people, man. You know what I'm
saying? Oh, no. We're going to keep that on the for the side.
We're going to let that Ocho Cinco. We're going to let Ocho Cinco.
Yeah, my man, Ocho Cinco, Siete, Ocho Nueve, all that, man. Shout out to my man.
All that, yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? I got nothing but love for y'all, man, and I definitely, you know what I'm saying, want to salute y'all guys for what you're doing and keep doing what you do and keep it locked and on Lush Radio Online. Any new things you got going on, big shout out to OP for always sending us hot, you know, interviews and everything, so we definitely support him.
Yeah, that's our boy right there, OP in the house. You know I'm high, but I ain't tripping out. I'm getting on the superstar right now, OP, nigga got the munchies.
Y'all crazy, man. Big shout out to OP, man. He definitely goes hard in the plane. I definitely got to give a stamp to him because he is a grinder, and he works every single day, you know, improving and laying a platform for independent artists and major artists is trying to do their thing out here. So, you know, and we definitely thank him for allowing Lush Radio to definitely be a platform for a lot of his clients that he has. And it's definitely a good look. So we appreciate y'all, and we're going to continue supporting y'all. And just because I feel like it, I think I might play that song Swag again because I'm just feeling that because it's Friday right now.
Oh, yeah, man. Shout out to everybody that's about to go to the club tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? Pop a couple bottles, man. You know what I'm saying? Keep it lit, you know what I'm saying? Dig in, man. You know what I'm saying? Swagged out, man. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't swagging, man, you know what I'm saying? Go step the swag game up, man. Let's radio. Dollar Side True West, man.
Dollar Side.
And that's what it is.
You already know what it is, man. It's True West.
All we know is money.
Definitely, man. And we appreciate y'all, man, you know what I'm saying? And we definitely expect y'all guys to keep doing what you're doing, and we support you 100%. All right?
What's up, man? We appreciate y'all, too, man, for sure.
Well, it's great, everybody online.
And shout out to all the True West fans, man. We love y'all, man. Make y'all love us, man.
That's what it is, man. Definitely big shout out to True West for definitely stopping through and showing us love. And you know what I'm saying? You know, they didn't have to do it, but they did. But you know what I feel like doing right now? I feel like getting my swag on. So you already know what? For all them cats that got their swag and feeling themselves, got their sexy dress on, they got their hot kicks on, got their snapback, feeling good, smelling good. You know what I'm saying? Turn that swag up. You already know what it is. So much swag, Trill, West, Dollar Sign, Gang. Let it go. Expendables. That joint is off the hook. all your favorite action heroes that you always loved was in there. You would think that Jean-Claude Van Damme was on the side of Expendables, but he was actually the evil adversary. But it was crazy. It was bananas. Whatever weapons they got, can I have some of them? But anyway, Expendables, check it out. Comes out today. You already know what it is. Lush Radio Online. Let me go on the line. I think this is my Ace Boon Coon live on the line, man. What up? What up, though?
You already know, sis.
What's wrong with you, sis?
Lush Radio, baby. You know how we do. Come on. Stop acting up.
You already know. You already know. This is the queen right here. You know what I'm saying? My sister, April Cole, holds it down all through the week, man. She got crazy numbers, man. Crazy numbers, man. I can't even say nothing because her numbers is bananas.
The Queen's Lounge, baby. You know wherever I go, wherever I be, is the lounge.
Well,
I just called in real quick to shout you out, to show you love. You know, you're always repping for me. I mean, we rep for each other. So you already know what it is. You've given me a home on Lush Radio, and that's my personal therapy session. So I appreciate
Definitely.
You. And I'm glad I get, in my therapy session, get to hear other people along with me. So it's a cool ride, you know. So definitely a cool ride. I want to shout out my son, Prince Angel. Today he makes 4 years old. And, you know, we were at my mom's house in the backyard because we're having a big shindig tomorrow. So we were setting
up.
He's mad excited, hype on candy sugar, you know what I mean?
He's
fired all the way up today. Won't be best for one, but hey, that's my mom's situation right there for today. I said, boo, I had to go. But tomorrow we're going to have a party, you know, bouncing things and all type of stuff. Don't forget to follow me, please, people. I'm trying to get my Twitter numbers up. I have no reason why I'm still stuck in the same number. Like, who does that? I got to grow, people. Come on, stop hating. Emma E2K, follow me. I will follow you. The whole crew will follow. You know what I'm saying? Follow, follow, follow. Follow Friday. Is it Get the Fuck Out of Here still Friday?
Yeah, still Get the Fuck Out of Here Friday, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Who
so
you about
to
go
say,
in on? You about to go in?
I'm not going to do it. I'm not even going to do it because that's giving them too much threat. You know what I mean? And I'm not on the payroll and they ain't cutting me no check. So you know why? I'm going to chill. I just want to say, though, what I do want to say is, you know, people, live beyond your means. I just want to say that. That's it. People, please live beyond your means. You know, there's nothing wrong if you ain't got it. But if you're spending it, you got it, it ain't tricking. So I just want to throw that out there. And that's what I'm going to say. So get the fuck out of here, some people, with your bullshit. I just, you know, that's it. Just keep it 100. Like, what's the problem with just being who you are and that's it, you know, and let the world accept people who they are. I'd rather people want me because they know I have $2 in my pocket and I'm a good person, that then behind me because I'm the one buying drinks and paying for everything. At the end of the day, they could see me getting jumped or whatever, and they're going the other way. That's not my problem.
Definitely,
you know?
Definitely.
So I'm just saying, everybody, live, you know, stop trying to live with the Joneses and everything else. Do you, take care of you, stop worrying about the next people's pocket and what the next people are doing, and worry about what you're doing.
Hey, that's the same thing, like, with the song, the group that we had earlier, they got a song called Don't Look at My Plate, son. Like, you're not grinding
like
with
that.
Me. Like,
don't look at my
like,
plate.
Like, don't look at my plate. That's like, hot. Don't try to eat off my plate and you ain't putting
that's
no
hot.
Work. Come on, son.
That's true. That's true, and a lot of people do that. A lot of people just automatically, you know, want to sit at the dinner table without having contributing, no ingredients, not even when they try to cook the food. Like, they just want to sit at the table and be served.
They didn't even boil the water. They didn't even turn the oven on.
Not even a napkin. Not even help you chop the shit, nothing.
They
just want to sit down and be served. Really? Because I know I'm going to serve you with. Okay. Anyway.
Yo, I gotta say a big, you know what I'm saying, get the fuck out of here to shout out to my man Ocho Cinco Siete, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my God. Yeah, Ocho Cinco, a.k.a. Ocho Faze, which is 86. He's 86 going on 87.
Come on, so like let's keep it up. Like who goes around headbutting people? Just because you ain't put your hands on her doesn't mean that this isn't a struggle.
But you know what? But listen. I know people like, everybody's like on Evelyn, like, oh, she just did that as a come up. Listen, there's no way in the world that you're going to be with an arrogant, big head person like that for all that amount of time just for a come up. Are you serious? Are you serious?
But you
get
know,
the fuck
this
out of
thing,
here.
This is the thing, though. Like, she's stupid. I mean, yeah, it's a sword at the same time. But she's stupid. Like, you know this dude got a rock head anyway. He a football player. Like, that's what he do. Like, at the end of the day, what you thought you was going to headbutt him back and not be injured? Like, he's not doing. But anyway, on top of that, it's like, come on. Y'all been married for, like, 2 months. And he told her on the show
days.
That he was on a reality show that he was going to go
days.
Like that and have chicks. Mm-hmm. And she acting like, you know, she knew what she was getting herself into, but I guess whatever's clever, but all I'm saying is stop headbutting people, son. Get the fuck out of here. That's stupid.
Well,
you lost your whole career.
I think he definitely learned his lesson.
He should have had stayed single, honestly. It was not worth it, honestly.
Well,
that's what, if you really think about it right now, it wasn't worth it to get married, dog. It was stupid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come on, you want to cheat anyway, so just be a cheater. What's the purpose of getting a wife if you want to cheat anyway?
Not even be a cheater. You want to mess around, then be single, and you can do that.
Be
you
single, go to
swinger
parties, smash as many bras as you want to, and call it a day and go home.
Mm-hmm.
And keep your career and keep your money. Now you done got a broad that can't give you no bread. She might take half of your stuff. You hardly getting nothing. It's a wrap
right.
for you.
She gonna get half for nothing.
Place, all that.
She gonna get half for nothing. Half
I'm
of a dream.
Failure, man. Where my button at? I think I got a fail button for him. Hold on 1 second, son. Hold on.
Oh Lord.
I think I got a fail button. He deserves it right now.
Somebody, where's his team? Where's his publicity people? Where's his team?
No publicist came to save his ass. No publicist came to save his ass. They just threw him to the dog, threw him to the wolves.
Mm-hmm.
So Ocho Cinco, this is what you get, son.
Wow. He got the failure button. Wow.
Get the failure button, man. That was a complete fail.
Get the fuck out of here. Failure button on Friday? That's not good. That's never good.
That's terrible, man. Come on, son.
That's all the way over here.
Yo, big shout out to Instagram with these nonsense pictures. Like, y'all be ODing, man. Like, I went on Instagram. Like, I know it's exclusive pictures, but some stuff... It's so exclusive, son. Y'all again. If y'all want to do that, go to one of them sex chat line jump offs, rude.com.
You know what?
Like
you know
that.
What? Why is it every time something gets invented, like the BBM was at one point like that? That's all people want to do is send you sex pictures. They want your sex videos. It's like, what the hell?
Like
you
I'm saying, like
anytime there's an opportunity to communicate,
huh?
That's all people want to communicate and do.
Yo, in 2012, people don't want to do business. They want to have sex. I'm like, what are y'all doing? All the time, y'all sending pictures. While we talking about business, you sending pictures. What are y'all doing, son? Instagramming your stuff. I don't understand, son. And another thing, also get the fuck out of Instagram and all these hashtags and stuff like, I don't know what half of these things. Y'all done made up all kinds of acronyms, and I'm sitting here looking in the dictionary. What does this mean? What does this mean? Maybe I'm getting old, but I'm lost. What? Huh? Don't be stupid, man. I'm like, shout out to Instagram, you know what I'm saying? That's a lot of people, you know, they on there like addicts and stuff all day.
I know.
Every day,
any little thing is like pictures. It's a little
I'm not
scary.
Gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. It's funny. You. Some stuff you see on there is insane. It's hilarious. It's joke time for me.
Hey,
and
y'all gonna mess up that lamp.
You know, but it's you know the thing about
oh
it is.
Oh my God!
It's
did you just see what I? Did you just hear what I did? I yelled at my kids like Mimi was having a personal conversation. I'm sorry for that. I was on the radio. Holy moly. Did you just see that moment? Get the fuck out of here, Emma. Like, are you serious? Wow. I thought me and you were just talking, like this is how we rap. Like, oh. Holy.
Yo.
Let me put the mute button next time. My bad. All right.
Yo, this is my video, man. This is what happens, son. We have playpens
wow.
around and all that, son. This is what we do. We have Lux Radio Day Kick. We ain't playing no Big shout out to everybody.
These interns.
Really, big shout out to all the Leos out there, all the August babies, everybody on the come up, doing their thing, working hard.
My oldest son on Monday, Bebo. Bebo's birthday is on Monday, so shout out to
oh.
Bebo.
Happy birthday to Bebo.
My eldest on the 20th, and my brother's on the 23rd. And
okay.
Oh my God, I got a whole list. Lou from Watson, happy birthday to you.
What?
He's on the 20th. My sister-in-law, she's on the 30th. My other girlfriend, Melba, on the 19th. Rocky on the 22nd. Oh my God, shout out to all of y'all. Woof, so many. Ray, happy birthday to Ray. Oh Lord, he's on the 30th. Wow, okay. I'm done.
I forgot to shout out Elizabeth. Shout out to Ajabaja on the 19th. She shares the 19th because we all doing the 19th thing. I'm Emma's February 19th. I'm March 19th. Natalia's May 19th.
We have respect. Yeah, we have respect for the
19th. It's August 19th.
We have respect for all the 19ers.
Yeah, so shout out. I mean, go play them numbers. You know, play some numbers and add 19 in it. It might bring you love.
Yeah.
Who knows? You know what I'm saying?
And then if you can, I'm just saying, we're just saying cut a, you know, cut a courtesy check.
Definitely.
It don't
gotta
be
nothing
big,
big,
but I'm just saying, you know? Yeah, cut a courtesy check.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody out there doing their thing. And, you know, make sure to log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Don't forget to send us in some drops. You can email us at lushradioonline@gmail.com. Send us some drops in for the Queen's Lounge. For ME2K, Less Radio Online, Get the Fuck Out of Here Fridays, or just in general, tell us where you are, where you're repping from, and send us in. You know, if you got an iPhone, you can send it through your iPhone and send it to our email. We'll convert it. MP3 files, artists, if you want your song played, send us a drop, man. You got to scratch our back, we scratch yours, man. We need them drops in. They like gold to us. We need drops. Call at us, man. Don't forget to tune in on Tuesday, each and every Tuesday. From 10 to 11, the hot, sexy kitten. Ow! Your girl, ME2K, is live on the line of the Queen's Lounge. Let's talk about some real stuff, giving you some information. And you know, we believe in the double E's, educate and entertain. Big shout out to the International Parade. We'll be having some of the representatives for those. I'm actually an agent, and Emma actually writes all the exclusive interviews for them. So make sure you check them out, the International Parade. .org, and it's going to be bananas. So look for that, and definitely salute all the artists out there that's doing their thing. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling the love, and we're gonna be out in a few minutes and stuff. But this is Lush Radio Online, and we're all the way live. And this is what we do, man. This is what we do all day, every day. Yo, big shout out to my homie Jay and stuff. You know what I'm saying? He also was a former disc jockey. Back in the day, and he also is a fellow soldier. So big shout out to him, Hua. You know what I'm saying? And this is what we do all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? And big shout out, you know what I'm saying, to my baby bro, Fly G, always keeping it fly. If you're looking for some fly kicks, fly outfits, this dude's a trendsetter, man. I'll be walking in, I'll be like, yo, this dude got like a cheetah thing, or you know, like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We all the way live in the building, so shout out to him. You got any shout outs, Fly G?
Shout outs to everybody, shout outs to the whole world. I'd like to send a special condolence to my fam. One of my big brothers died yesterday morning, Bo Laji. He was a heavyweight boxer. It was unfortunate that a 18 wheeler did an illegal U turn on New Jersey Turnpike and killed him in a head-on crash. So I just like to send the condolences out to his family. And everybody, keep him in your prayers.
Wow,
dang, man. Wow, that was deep right there, man. We definitely want to send our condolences and prayers to his family and everything like that, seriously, man. But that's sad, man.
Whew. Yeah, that definitely is. Play some Rihanna Farewell on that one, man.
Yeah, so we're going to play Rihanna Farewell, and we're going to end the show. Love, peace, and chicken grease. Happy birthday, Prince Angel, everybody. We love you, Lush Radio Online. We are the people's voice. Stay tuned in, Lush Radio Online, ME2K. This is what we do, man. Farewell. Take a toast to all the lost ones out there, man. We out of here.
But